Open at a time since 1988.
The Senate passed a $109 billion transportation bill. What does it mean for all of us? In the meantime, an attack in Afghanistan, I think, was targeted for Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. Doesn't happen, but scares a lot of people in Afghanistan. Namely, some of the troops have to be concerned. This all in the wake of one of our own killing 16 people, including women and children, who, by the way, has been airlifted out of the country. Hey, my name's Kay Delaney. This is America Tonight, in case you've never caught the show before. Glad you found us. We zig and zag in a couple of different directions and invite you to have a voice in this. It's about the buzz in the backyard, 800-259-5791. And is there any bigger buzz than get out of Afghanistan now? If people were sour on the war before, they're even more sour after what happened with a soldier who was suffering from, it looks like, traumatic brain injury and deployed again for the fourth time, this time Afghanistan. We know the story over the weekend, leaves the base. Nobody sees this until it's too late. Goes into the village, kills 16 people, as I mentioned the number before, and sets some of them on fire. So it's an ugly, twisted, sick thing that now has massive, I think, repercussions for the innocent soldiers who are just doing their jobs in this voluntary military, day after day after day after day, who have an even bigger, if that's possible, target painted on their backs. Why are we waiting to 2014? What will be different in 2014 from now? More dead people that are American. That's what's going to be different. Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I'm certainly not wanting that to happen, but the reality is the Afghan people, if they really weren't already soured on the situation, are at this point definitely not on board with the Americans who are trying to help in village after village after village. So now you have this crash of a pickup truck. Here's what happens. Leon Panetta, his C-17 getting ready to land. He's going to address the troops at Camp Leatherneck. A bizarre incident takes place on the ground. Pickup truck targeting, I think, his plane. It was an Afghan interpreter. He's carrying gasoline and a lighter with him in the truck. He got it from a British soldier. That soldier was injured during the incident, probably run over by the truck, it looks like. So the interpreter drives this stolen truck over the ramp. How does he get there? How does he know where Panetta was going to arrive? So, of course, they divert Panetta to another ramp. After crashing the pickup truck into a ditch, the driver gets out, lit himself on fire. So he was trying to smash into the C-17 on fire, it tried to explode it. No explosives were found in the Jeep itself, but I think that was the idea. He figured he would be able to, I don't know, maybe where he would hit the plane or something, but would be able to get to Panetta. So we know there's leaks galore. I mean, come on. Panetta was there to hold a bunch of meetings with troops and Afghan leaders after this tragedy. He was scheduled to go anyway to Camp Leatherneck, and, you know, timing is, you know what they say about that. So this was really a critical meeting. While he was addressing the Marines, they were all told to disarm, which they've never been told before, to make the Afghan soldiers more comfortable because everybody was disarmed. During the speech, Panetta says, "We're going to be tested. We're going to be challenged. We'll be challenged by our enemy. We'll be challenged by ourselves. We'll be challenged by the hell of war itself. But none of that must ever deter us from the mission that we must achieve. The question is, what are you trying to achieve, Leon Panetta? Are you kidding me? Talk about being war weary. Talk about soured relations with the Afghans. Jeopardizing what strategy of working closely with the forces on this transition? I hate to be cynical. Listen, I was rooting for everyone that was over there. The history of this country tells us that it's not an easy thing to do, and it was never going to work. I don't think it was ever going to work. You have an illiterate nation. They're going to go back to what they know best. Do you really want to bite the hand that feeds you? The hand that feeds them is the Taliban in some cases, especially in the rural areas. So clearly, we know that there are leaks all over the place when it comes to, you know, how do you have supposedly the secret arrival of Panetta, and this guy is able to bonk and run over a British soldier, get a truck, grab the gasoline, set himself on fire, and try to smash in to one of our cabinet members' planes. Come on. I think, without a doubt, we need to flee. We need to leave. We need to leave. So this unannounced visit, because he had it on his calendar that he was going to visit, but this just pushed the situation. Well, if it's unannounced, somebody sprung a leak. That doesn't just happen. Somebody sprung a leak. Let's face it. So I think that's the big deal. Your son, your nephew, your neighbor, your friend may have a son serving in this war. I know some people that have, I know two people whose sons are going over, and they're scared to death. Not that they weren't scared before, but even more so now in light of everything that's gone on. So it's the question we're asking. I mean, it really is the question of the week because of what happened over the weekend. Isn't it time to admit we've done what we can do? Now let's leave. Let's leave. 800-259-5791. Those are my digits. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Americatonight.net. All right, coming up this hour, we've got another weekend count. And, you know, that's about the numbers. Everything's about the numbers, whether we're talking about money or just numbers of people or numbers of Apple iPads that have been sold. Whatever it is, you get my drift here. I think I read something today that they're talking about Apple shares reaching $1,000. Are you kidding? It's over 500-something now. It might be up to six at this point. $1,000 for a share. Well, if that's the case, then you better get in now because it's called an entry point. You might have an entry point, my friends, now if you have a few extra dollars in your back pocket. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about voter IDs, fair or foul. Plus, you can weigh in on Afghanistan. You know the numbers, 800-259-5791. KDD hanging with yous across this great country. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
At the top, Leon Panetta is safe after an incredibly serious security breach. This Afghan interpreter stealing the car, the Jeep, whatever, driving it onto the runway, setting himself on fire. Crazy. Talk about leaks. Big time leak here. And the situation in Afghanistan is a major malfunction. It's breaking down. There's absolutely no question in my mind. Get out of there sooner rather than later. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good, buddy. How about you?
I got a whole list of things to talk about, but let's just dive right into it. Voter ID fraud.
Yeah.
We'll start there. The spokeswoman that came out said that it discriminates against the poor, against college students, against elderly. Excuse me, but that's a crock of malarkey. That's an easy way to put it. Every college student has a college ID.
That's right.
Even poor people have to have some form of picture ID to get welfare.
Yes.
Another thing is you need a photo ID to buy cigarettes. You need a photo ID to buy alcohol. You need a photo ID to get into an R-rated movie if you look like you're not 18.
That's true.
But the local president, we're discriminating.
Yeah.
That does not make any sense to me at all.
No.
Another thing, I heard the interview where the spokesman for Obama said they've done more drilling under his watch than any other president. That's kind of a false statement. There's been more drilling on private land. And the quantity coming out of the private land is nowhere near what would come out of the public lands. And Obama last year issued one lease permit. That's the least amount of permits that's been offered up over the last, you know, since for as long as I've been alive. Anyway.
Right? No, no, you're right. Absolutely, there's no denying that. Yes, your
and
math
the EPA,
is correct.
The EPA has come in and cut all this coal mining, and is forcing a lot of these electric plants to switch from coal burning to natural gas. And I can tell you, for one, there's a little town called Catlettsburg, Kentucky. It's right over on Route 23, just off of Interstate 64. And that's one of them that's targeted. And in that region, the people are not very rich. I know a couple people over there. And it's going to end up doubling their electric bill. How is that helping people?
It's not. It's
and
not.
Another thing, I hate to jump around from subject to subject, but I ain't talked to you in a couple of days, and there's some stuff that just irks me right now.
Mm-hmm.
The unemployment. Under Obama, when he took office, they changed, for the first time, they've changed how unemployment is calculated. And the numbers are skewed so out of whack. How can we gain 250,000 jobs, yet the unemployment number goes unchanged?
Yes, yeah, you're right. It's bogus math.
Yes, it is. And I don't know where this country's headed right now. These people that are talking about they want Santorum or they want Ron Paul or Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. Everybody thinks it's a toss-up. Mitt Romney came away with the most delegates. Between Gingrich and Santorum, they pretty much are splitting up the conservative. But with Hawaii and everything else, Mitt Romney still came away with the most delegates, even though Santorum won Alabama and Mississippi. And what people need to realize, I've heard so many people say, well, if my candidate's not in, I'm just going to stay at home. If you stay at home, that's a vote for Obama.
That's
everybody
right.
Everybody needs to get behind whoever the nominee is. You really need to get out there and get behind him. And that guy said about the oil drilling. Since we've drilled more under Obama than we have under any other president, well, we've spent more under Obama than we have under the first 40 presidents combined. The government employment right now is over 20% GDP, and it's projected to go to 25% GDP.
Oh, yeah.
And people really need to wake up, open their eyes. Let's get Obama out of the office. That is the main goal here. And if people that are backing Obama would really sit back and look and see what it's going to do to their children, their grandchildren, it's just devastating what this man can do, and it has already done over 3.5 years, and I mean, 4 more years of him, and I'm going to start saying A at the end of every sentence because I'm moving to Canada.
You're not the only one who feels that way. Hard opinions. I love it. Jay, two hands on the wheel.
You
take care. Bye-bye. Don't forget Jay and everybody else listening, too, by the way. We do have our Nail the Score contest coming up in our third hour of our Friday show because it's March Madness. March Madness means we're going to pick a couple of random games, and you have a chance to try to nail those scores. It'll be a lot of fun because we've got a wireless GPS that we're giving out and a few other things that would be mixed into that prize package. All right, he brought up the voter ID, the controversial law in Texas, and it's controversial because immediately they shut it down, which means you have to have some kind of a personal identification before going to the polls. It was blocked by the Obama administration. They're challenging Texas and South Carolina. Pennsylvania just enacted the voter ID. And Jay makes really good points. Immediately, when he said the thing about college IDs, he's absolutely right. I can remember I had a college ID that I had to show for everything. When I went to buy books, when I went to the cafeteria, everywhere. When I went to get classes, I didn't just walk in and say, oh, hey, here's my name is Kate Delaney and I want to get this class. I mean, they asked me for forms of ID. My whole life they've asked me for forms of ID. I've said that before on this show. So how are you maneuvering around the country if you've got no birth certificate, no passport, no Social Security card, well, let's say photo ID, no driver's license, you know, when you're driving without a driver's license. So we know what this is. The idea is they're saying, they, being people who are protesting the voter ID, that it's wrong because it's going after minorities. And what they're really saying is, listen, if people are in this country illegally, we want them to be able to have the rights to vote. If they're here working, then why shouldn't they be able to vote, even if they're under the wire? I lived in Spain I was lucky. It was cheap and it was easy to live there. Went to school. I feel very blessed that I had that experience, right? I wasn't voting in any elections in Spain. I've been to other places where, are you kidding me? They laugh out loud when they hear these stories. In Ecuador, you have to carry an ID with you that's like a photo ID of your voting thing. If you're voting record, basically, on this card. And it's not so much they care about how you vote, it's not about that. It's about that you vote, because they want people to vote. And if you don't vote, you can't go to your shopping spree in Miami or wherever else you want to fly out to go and see. So why people wouldn't be required to have an ID when they go to vote, I don't understand that. I don't understand what the big deal is. I do understand the votes that wouldn't be counted, and so immediately that's where my mind goes. You might feel a different way. You might think that this is wrong. It is wrong to have to show an ID. Why do you have to show an ID? It is something that will leave out people that should be able to vote if they want to vote. 800-259-5791. It's funny because, you know, they have all this conversation about biometrics and about ID cards that have everything on it, which I'm against that. Here's your health card, here's your financial card, here's everything, here's your chip rolled into one that tells us how much money you're making and how many diseases you might have or you're being tested for, you know, all that. I would say absolutely I agree with knocking that down. But having some form of identification to vote, things that we mentioned, I mean, come on, give me a break. It's so crystal clear why it's become controversial. It's ridiculous, really. Talking about gas and a few other things on the flip side here on ATN.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Strategy for Afghanistan and voter IDs, the fact that, you know, where do you go where you don't have to show an ID? My entire life, whether it was a fake ID I had when I was 15, well, I was 16, or it was my college ID, I've always had an ID. Not that I'm for any kind of a national card, not that. I don't want my whole life on a card that you're displaying to people. I think that could be dangerous, where it has everything about you on the card. But that's different than a photo ID. We've all been there. We've gone through it. So if you live in the United States of America and you're going to vote, why wouldn't you have an ID? I don't get it. I know how easy it is, though, to turn that around and make it sound like people are racist or anti-whatever group, people who are in the country illegally. That's what it is. This is really that same old debate. So we've gone there so far in this show. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, it's about the numbers, and we'll hit the numbers. There are a lot of stories dealing with numbers. This, sadly, could be one of them. The fact that a suspect was captured in the Texas courthouse shooting. Did you hear about this? Little sleepy town of Beaumont, Texas, famous for oil, outside of Houston, Texas. One dead, three others wounded. Guy decides to open fire in the parking lot at the courthouse. Why? Why did he open fire? Here's what I like. We're going to find out the why. Because, I think we will, because they were able to take him into custody. He was shot by the cops, but not killed. Not killed. That's a good thing, because he cut down an old woman, killed an old woman, and then shot a bunch of other people at the courthouse, scared everybody, sent them into lockdown mode. The courthouse employees fled. This happened, you know, 1:15 or so in the afternoon. And this courthouse is near the port of Beaumont. So all on lockdown because somebody decides they're going to open fire. Once again, the common denominator shattering these people's lives. You're seemingly going along, going to the courthouse, and then bullets are ricocheting off of the bricks in front of the courthouse. It's awful what's happened in the last couple of weeks. I'm going to attribute it to a couple of different things. I'm going to attribute it to frustrations, the things that we're seeing lately. Frustrations bubbling over, people just there's a disconnect somehow in this country that's frightening. There's some kind of a disconnect going on. And when you feel the connection, you realize, that doesn't apply to me. Because there are some wonderful people who are reaching out and helping people daily, whether it's their neighbor or people they know through school or whatever, however they're doing that. But then there's a very dark side of it's all about me and I don't care what happens. So I'm furious. I'm going to take my gun and I'm going to shoot people. I'm a little psychotic and I'm over-medicated or whatever the reason is. So here we go. Then in Ohio, at a private school, guy goes in with three knives and decides that he's going to stab some people. Now, I'm sure there may be more attached to this, including somebody who was in admissions. So maybe this is a personal vendetta thing. I don't know. They being the law enforcement types, are trying to investigate it and eliminate certain things and figure out the answer to the question, which is why. Because in this case, the person wielding the three knives is also in critical condition, as are three other people. We're a country that's lost its mind. I mean, sadly. I don't want to get off on these negative tangents, though. I don't want to get on my Kate soapbox, because I'm still a glass is half full person, and as much as people try to shatter that, I'm going to hang on to that. So, Jay says, don't stay at home, vote for whoever the Republican candidate is, because it's anybody but Obama. We've been headed in the wrong direction because we're seeing the spending, we're seeing the money, and then we see this report that comes out, and this isn't, I think, a surprise. It just tells us what the numbers are. The CBO releases a report showing that the Affordable Health Care Act is actually going to cost twice as much. Like I said, big shocker. Sell it as it sounds pretty good, and then the price is double, and the price is crazy. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, kid. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, bud?
Hey, you know, just hanging in there.
Yeah, I do.
You having some good weather down there in Texas?
Yeah, it's warm. It's warm. I was just in New Jersey for practically a month, came back to Texas, and it's warm.
Yeah, we're hitting the 50s today.
Yeah.
This week so far, so it's like short weather for us.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, though, hey, I got a laugh last night. You know, it was such the big deal about Santorum winning Mississippi and Alabama and, you know, but yet, I was going to ask you a question about that. Yet, you know, Romney still took some of the votes from there, and then he took Hawaii, and he took American Samoa, and it's like, San Juan didn't make up any difference. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess from what I understand, I was going to ask you about this. I guess the last election, it was just winner take all. Is that right? Each state?
Well, they've changed it. Some of this, every state is different, so you know this. Some of them are caucusing. Some of them are breaking it up. So, yes, in the past it has been that way, but now it's different.
Well, see, so like last night, yeah, if Santorum had winner take all in both those states, then he'd would have made up some ground, but
yeah, but he didn't.
This election round, and I have to admit, I think it's just a terrible idea. I mean, you know, I don't know. It should just be winner take all each state, I guess. But because right now it's kind of like it's really going right now towards like the popular vote is in the regular general election. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way they've got it set up right now. Whereas if it's winner take all, then it's more based on kind of like the electoral college system is with the election. Because you can win a tiny state like Wyoming and get three votes, and it matches the same three votes that a state bigger than them gets in the general election. I mean, for the presidency, you know. And so I don't know. It's just kind of a messed up system, stuff, I think. So
I agree with you. I think it's a ridiculous system. They need to boot it and go back.
Yeah, they need to get it back to where it's just winner take all, because and that way, at least when they're, you know, because like last night, you're right, it should have been Santorum's out. He won two big states, or two states, you know, but at the same time, because Romney went out in Hawaii, which, of course, because of the time zones, you know, Hawaii didn't get any coverage. And that happened so much in the general election where things start happening on the East Coast, closing down, you know, 8 o'clock at night on the East Coast, and people are still voting on the West Coast, and they're looking at the returns going, oh, gee, you know, and it makes you kind of wonder if we can't keep the media out of it, obviously, to make it a secure ballot, but wouldn't it just be kind of awesome if all of a sudden in the general election they never reported the results until the next morning? When all 50 states had been voted, and Puerto Rico and the rest of the territories, but once everybody had voted, and then they say, hey, this is how it tallied up last night, but, you know, it's got to be this big, big fun thing on television every year, I guess, so. Anyway, though, just election blah, you know, so, I don't know, anyway, I was trying to talk to you last night. We ran out a little bit of time about the comments, about Dr. Chu and about the energy. And
yeah.
I found that very interesting because, I guess he talked to the Wall Street Journal before he took over as energy secretary, and he thought that the way to get Americans to stop using so much oil was to charge $8 to $10 a gallon, like they do in Europe. You know, well, Europe pays about $7-$8 a gallon, depending on where you're at. Same thing in Japan. You know, do you know why European countries pay that much for fuel?
Why?
It's not because they pay more for oil than we do. The price of oil is the same everywhere around the world. It's, you know,
right, the 107 a barrel, whatever it is, yeah.
It's because they're socialist slime balls in Europe. You can't stand up to anything, let alone, you know, some third world country going on a Holocaust or ethnic cleansing. They won't stand up to that. They won't stand up to nothing in Europe because they're socialists. And the reason why is because they charge anywhere from $4 to $5 a gallon for taxes. Okay? And that's what pays for their socialist programs there. Or part of what pays for them, you know, is that they charge, you know, you go there, you pay $8 a gallon, $5 of that's going for taxes. So it's kind of like, you know, and I started thinking, could you imagine? I mean, it's bad enough that Obama has run up $5 trillion in debt without increasing our gross domestic product, our GDP, okay, without the economy moving forward rapidly like it was under Bush I can even say it was moving fast under Slick Willie there, you know, Clinton. But, you know, he hasn't done anything with the economy, basically. It's pretty much, you know, and they want to charge. Can you imagine what they would do with that $5 a tax a gallon? They ain't going to pay down the deficit with it. I guarantee that.
Yeah, I agree with you there. We got to let you fly, Dono. Hey, an interesting side note to that. I was talking to somebody from England the other day, and in London they have a congestion tax. If you drive around in anything, rental vehicle, or you have a car, they charge you $15 a day. Can you imagine?
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack saves you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Another version of We Can Count. But first, let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, I bet you're steamed about a couple of different things.
Well, yeah. Try about 50.
Yeah.
Voter ID. Here's what we did back in the 70s and 80s, and it worked, and nobody complained. You come upon an illegal, and the first thing out of your mouth was, "Papeles, por favor." I mean, that was such standard procedure. And, of course, everybody says, "No habla inglés." And I'm like, "Well, I speak Spanish very well." And I did. I was a bilingual officer. And, by God, nobody complained, Kate. So what's the big deal today that we know these people are illegal? But here's the situation. You know how many senior citizens are being denied IDs if they let their current licenses expire more than 6 months without jumping through hoops? We're talking veterans, citizens born here. I'm one of them. And it's a triorca because I don't have a current ID because I quit driving. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have an ID, so I cannot get my birth certificate. I cannot get a new Social Security card because I do not have an ID. And I cannot in any way get the ID because I don't have the birth certificate. It's like a triorca. And it's so stupid. And yet I carry with me all manner, going back to the 70s, of ID on paper, including my DD-214. And, of course, it doesn't have my picture, not on my DD-214, but I have three IDs from my work, from previous jobs, two of which, are government IDs. That's still not good enough to prove who I am to get a simple ID, not a driver's license, just an ID.
Mm.
I'm an American citizen, served in the United States military, served as a police officer, and I cannot, but by God, an illegal can get one at the drop of a hat.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And it's just jacking up my jaw something terrible because why? We all know what that's about. And if anybody denies it, well, in my book, you're an idiot. It's all about votes. And it's all about letting them be here.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, wait, we can't call them illegal. Oh, wait, they're criminal illegals. We're not illegal immigrants. They're criminal illegals. Let's put that one right where it is. And I don't care who wants to scream PC. I've about had it. And I saw it. I can't go on about Afghan. I had a big major argument today about it, and I came home in such a fit. There's not one single dirty piece of laundry in my house, including curtains.
I love that. But, you're a woman after our own hearts, I tell you.
Well,
Izzy,
you know,
really.
I swear there's one stupid attack after another.
Yeah.
And it's dumbing down America, and when I heard this one phrase, I'll go there, the full force of the law, I'm like, shut the hell up, Obama. What would you know about the law? Really, what would he know? A military law. And that, I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, it's nasty. Thanks, Izzy. Wow, she's got a clean castle after having a few rounds of arguing about what's happening near and far, actually. Because some of what Izzy was talking about is what we've been talking about here in America tonight, obviously. Voter ID is a super sensitive one. I agree with her. I don't get it. Look at, she's having her own woes with that. I've described what's happened to me when I've gone into a place where I bank and they see me all the time, and yet I see people dump money out on the counter and they have no IDs, and it makes no sense. And I've seen similar things happen to other people, not even when it comes to banking, because who cares about that, but other things of much more significance in a sense anyway. All right, time for the mini version of We Can Count. Down 74-22. That's what the senators did. They approved a $109 billion highway bill, mass transit, basically, that House Republicans might find tough as they're struggling with their own sort of version of the transportation funding bill. The legislation is to keep money flowing to thousands of construction projects, supposedly, while helping highway and auto safety. They're saying it'll probably save or create 2.8 million jobs, if you believe that. So the government's power to collect about $110 million a day in federal gasoline and diesel taxes is going to expire March 31st. Those taxes are the main source of revenue for highway and transit programs. So they don't pass the final bill by the end of the month. Congress would have to act quickly. Ooh, get out those band-aids on a temporary extension to avoid the shutdown of lots of projects and worker layoffs. But efforts by the House Republicans to pass their own bill without supposedly any concessions to Democrats have fallen apart. So there's pressure on the Republicans to accept the Senate bill. Will they or won't they? Well, trust me, it'll come down to the wire. We certainly know that, don't we? This is a game that gets played over and over and over and over again. How scary if your neighbors disappeared for a month or so. You didn't see a car. You didn't see any signs of life. They just vanished. That happened in Michigan. A Michigan family vanished from their home about a month ago, and they were found. Timmy Metzger and his wife, Sabrina, and their four-month-old son, Joshua, were missing from their home in Petroskey as of the end of February, February 23rd, a week after they didn't appear for a couple of appointments. So the public safety people in that city went looking. They called the sister, who said the family was fine, but they didn't have any explanation as to why they left their house and didn't talk about their whereabouts. I guess they're private people, and there was pressure to come forward. The sister was on one of the morning shows, a popular morning show television show, and said that her brother was very reliable, never missed appointments. She was concerned. Contacted the cops immediately. So what was going on here? Was it, it would almost look like a crime scene. They left behind food, everyday items, that kind of stuff, and they just disappeared. The bills, however, were up to date. Maybe they work long hours. I don't know. But where's the line between I'm going to look in on my neighbors, make sure they're okay, and none of my business? In a way, it was good that the neighbors did do that, because if they hadn't and nobody knew what was going on with this couple, what if something tragic had happened to them and nobody knew? A lot of people that live by themselves always are concerned about that, especially as they get older. You know, will they fall over, break a hip or something, and they don't have the emergency button, and they can't wait. You know, they don't know how long it's going to be before somebody actually finds them. Always huge. Always, always, always big. How about this? You know, the president hosted a star-studded kind of dinner for the British Prime Minister, and everybody and anyone was there. David Cameron and his wife were on hand. It's the biggest ever thrown by Barack and Michelle Obama. Like I said, all kinds of celebrities were there, including George Clooney, etc. And Rory McIlroy, the 22-year-old from Northern Ireland, he was there, as was his girlfriend. I mean, it's just kind of like a who's who to welcome the Prime Minister. What's interesting is some of the seats went to supporters who have raised between $200,000 and $500,000 for Obama. 9 went to donors who have raised more than $500,000 for his campaign. How about that? So if you pony up, you get a seat at the big table.